Bendy. Once upon a time, there was a man called Bendy. He was called Bendy because he was always bent over, his face a few inches above the ground as he shuffled along, as though he was always looking for something. Which was just about right, as he was always looking for something. Often it was just a piece of string that someone had dropped, or an empty sweet bag, or an old newspaper. He always carried a big plastic carrier bag with him when he went out and would put all the things he had found into the bag. Sometimes the bag was so full when he got home, it took a big push and a lot of huffing and puffing to get the bulging bag through his door. But often the bag was empty and everything he had found was in his pockets. Now you are wondering what Bendy did with all the things he found. Well, if I tell you that every room in Bendy's house was packed full of plastic bags, you will know that Bendy never threw anything that he found away. And so, in some parts of his house, Bendy had to squeeze sideways to get past all the bulging plastic bags. The trouble started one day when he returned home with not one, but two plastic bags. He'd started out with one, but had found so much rubbish that this bag was filled very quickly. Fortunately, among the things blowing along the road was another plastic bag. Bendy chased after it, which is not an easy thing to do when your nose is only a few inches from the ground. After catching the bag, he filled it with rubbish, and as I said, the trouble started as he tried to get through his front door. The door opened just a little. Just a little. Too little for Bendy to push through. No matter how hard he pushed, the door would not open further. Bendy sat on the doorstep and thought hard. What do you do when you cannot open a door? Never having had a door that would not open before, Bendy had absolutely no idea.
What's all this then?
The voice, deep and loud, boomed out. Bendy looked up. There was a policeman staring down at him. Bendy explained his problem and, with the policeman, pushed and heaved against the door. Now, policemen are very strong, otherwise they cannot be policemen. But even with all his strength, the policeman could not move the door.
"Call the council," gasped the policeman. "They're very good at opening doors."
The man from the council arrived very quickly and, after a quick shove, knew what was wrong immediately. "There's too many plastic bags in your hallway," he stated. "We must move some of them." The man from the council called in a rubbish lorry and, with the help of dustmen, pulled some of the plastic bags out, and then they pulled out some more, and then some more, and then some more, and then even more. The councilman was astonished. He had never seen so many plastic bags in his life. But the door eventually opened enough for the councilman to squeeze into the house. With his head poking around the door and his hand clutching more plastic bags, the man from the council almost popped to bits with surprise. Along the hall, in all the doorways, up the stairs and along the landing were plastic bags, more plastic bags and even more plastic bags. From floor to ceiling, doorways to walls, the bags were packed so tight they were almost splitting.
"Help!" cried the man from the council into his phone.
"Send 5, no 6, no, 7 rubbish lorries. We have a big problem here." Bendy watched from his front garden as gangs of workers carried out his precious plastic bags. As each lorry left, loaded down with all his lovely rubbish, tears welled up in his eyes, and by the time the last lorry left, he was sobbing pitifully. When the councilman and the lorries had all gone, he went into his house. It was exactly as it had been before he started collecting rubbish. He saw tables and chairs he had not seen for months and walked on the carpet for the first time since the new year. He could have a bath again and watch television and listen to the radio, as they'd all been buried by plastic bags. He could cook on a cooker, use the washing machine, and even see through the windows. Now you think he would be happy having all his belongings back, but no. He wasn't. Not a bit. And that night he said to himself, Tomorrow, I'm going to start looking for rubbish again. The next morning, within 5 minutes, he'd found an empty beer can, a plastic bottle, and a hamburger wrapper. Feeling much happier, he placed the litter in his pockets, determined to find a plastic bag. But who was standing in his way? The man from the council. "Bendy, you're at it again." Bendy looked very guilty, as he should, after having caused the council so much trouble. Seeing the happy expression on Bendy's face, the councilman realised unless Bendy was collecting rubbish, he was never happy. But the council could not afford to clean Bendy's house out every few weeks. "Come with me." The man from the council led Bendy into the council depot and into the big building behind the town hall. "Look at that, Bendy." The councilman threw open one of the huge doors of the building. Bendy gasped. Bendy blinked. Bendy shook with excitement. In front of him, stretching along the length of the huge building, was rubbish. Masses, piles, mounds, mountains of rubbish. Even as Bendy stared, the door opened the other end of the building and a dust cart backed in, tipped its back and poured in another load of rubbish. "How would you like to be a rubbish collector?" The thought of such a wonderful job struck Bendy dumb. All he could do was nod. And so Bendy became a street sweeper, collecting rubbish all day and enjoying every minute of it. And this was the brilliant bit. He was getting paid for it. And so Bendy worked for the council happily ever after, and the council breathed a sigh of relief. Now they did not have to clean out Bendy's house anymore.